fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Are you still there? Away!
At 45, Tom Robinson looked older than his age. His hair was graying at the temples, and sharp lines were noticeable in his weather-beaten but kindly face. But one afternoon, Tom walked more sprightly than usual as he entered the small house he shared with his spinster sister, Emmy.
Tom, you're home earlier than usual.
Yes, I am. I came home to tell you the news, Emmy.
What news?
For one thing, I've given up my job at the express office.
For land's sakes, Tom, whatever made you do that?
Well, Emmy, I reckon your eyes aren't as good as they used to be.
What does my eyesight have to do with your... Tom, what's that badge you're wearing on your vest?
A sheriff's badge. I was sworn in this morning. You're now looking at the new sheriff of Stonedale, Emmy.
Sheriff? Oh, Tom, you've always wanted to be a lawman.
That's right. I reckon if I'd had my boy Billy with me to bring up, I'd have wanted him to be a lawman. He'd be about 24 now.
Now, Tom, don't go thinking back to what can't be helped. Oh, mighty proud that they want you, Sheriff. I know you'll do a fine job.
I'll sure do my best, Emmy. I made up my mind the first thing I'm going to do is to find and capture that outlaw, Rocky Smith, and his men.
From what I've heard about them, they're mighty tough gunmen, Tom. Promise you'll be careful.
Don't worry, Emmy, I'll be careful. I'm not as quick on the draw as I used to be, but I can still handle a gun. When the badge was pinned on me, I promised to get Rocky Smith and his men, Emmy. And I'll not give up till I do.
Rocky Smith and his outlaw gang had terrorized the Southwest for a long period of time. All but two of the gang had been killed or captured, but Rocky always managed to evade the law. Rocky, a tall, well-built man of 24, was in a hideout cabin not far from Stonedale. He was alone when Juan Sonoro, the one man who knew Rocky's past history, entered.
Rocky!
Huh? All right, Juan. You seem excited about something. What's up?
I bring news from town that should interest you.
Sit down and tell me about it.
See, they have appointed a new sheriff in Stonedale.
One sheriff or another, they're all the same to me, Juan.
But you have not heard the rest, Rocky. The new sheriff is named Tom Robinson.
What? Tom Robinson? Are you sure of that?
Yes. After the badge was pinned on him, I listened as he talked to some of the men in front of his office. He had much to say about us, Rocky. He promised to search until he finds us and brings us in. I came right back here to tell you, Rocky. I was sure you'd be very much interested.
Yeah, I'm plenty interested. I think my old man is a sheriff and that he swore to get my hide as one for the books.
You know, you have told me about him, Rocky, but you didn't tell me any details. I do remember you saying he does not know you're his son.
That's right. My old man's about 45 now. When he was 20, he married my mother, who was working in a cafe in El Paso.
And what happened?
Well, a year later, trouble with Mexico broke out, and he joined the army. I was born shortly after he left.
And then?
My mother died. One of the other women, Belle Smith, took me as her own and went to Las Vegas. Belle taught me to be tough. And when I was old enough, she took me into a gang she was leader of.
Then your father did not know you had been born, eh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he knew. Belle told me the whole story when she was dying. She said my mother wrote to my old man about me. Of course, when he got back from the war, my mother was dead. And Belle had disappeared with me.
Then your name really isn't Rocky Smith.
So far as I'm concerned, it is. But I was first named Billy Robinson. I learned from Belle that Tom Robinson was located in Stonedale. Well, I came here out of curiosity, I reckon. Sort of thought I'd like to get a look at him.
Rocky, I'm wondering what will take place if he finds
us. Listen, Juan. Get this straight. In spite of the fact that Tom Robinson is my old man, he's just another sheriff to me, savvy. You and Jake have nothing to worry about. Well,
perhaps it would be better for us to leave here and try our luck someplace else, Rocky.
No. We're staying right here. I just told you the old man doesn't mean anything to me. Fact is, I think it'd be a good idea to pull another job soon. Yeah. Yeah, I like that idea. Tomorrow night, we'll go into Stonedale and clean out the bank. I'll show the new sheriff just what he's up against.
That same afternoon, Tonto, Indian companion to the Lone Ranger, returned to their camp in the hills after a trip to town.
Oh, Scott, oh, fella. Easy, Scott, easy, fella.
Any news in town, Tonto?
Ah, them swear in new sheriff. Him named Tom Robinson.
Tom Robinson, huh?
Ah.
I know of him. I think he'll make a capable sheriff.
Him make promise. Him say him not give up till Rocky Smith and other gunmen all in jail.
Oh?
Me here, Rocky Smith, plenty mean outlaw.
Yes, I know. I learned a great deal about Rocky from the notorious woman outlaw leader, Belle Smith, just before she died of wounds received during a gun battle with a posse. I hope the new sheriff isn't sorry if he ever does capture Rocky.
Why you say that?
I'll tell you about it while we unpack the supplies. We'll stay here a while, Tonto. We may be of help to the new sheriff.
That evening, Tonto, hoping to get more news, stood at the back of the cafe in Stonedale listening as an admiring group congratulated the new sheriff.
Well, that sure was a fine talk you made today, Sheriff.
Well, thanks.
Don't forget to call on us anytime you need a posse. Huh, man?
That's right.
Well, I'm mighty glad you feel that way. Maybe in the morning we'd...
Hey, what was that?
I don't know. We'll find out right now.
Hey, something's going on. Hurry.
It was Rocky Smith and his gunmen. They cleaned out the bank and got away.
Rick, come on.
Yeah, sure.
Hastily mounting scout, Tonto left town and rode to the camp, where he reported the robbery to the Lone Ranger.
It didn't take Rocky long to show his contempt for the new sheriff.
That's right. Sheriff Robinson getting posse together when me leave town.
The moon hasn't come up yet. They'll not be able to trail the outlaws in the dark.
That's right.
We'll ride toward town and try to find out what's happening, Tonto. Here, Silver.
Easy, Scout, easy, fella.
Come on, Phil!
Get him up to town.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode toward town until they came to the trail which the posse had taken. By that time, the bright moon had risen. They turned off and followed the tracks left by the sheriff and his men. After riding a short distance, they came to a bend in the trail.
Wait, Tonto, stop. Who's
it? Oh, Scout, oh, fella. Oh. Ah. We hear plenty hoof beats. If it posse, them see us in bright moonlight when them come round bend.
Must be the posse returning. We can't have gunplay. Quick, turn aside and head for the shadows among the trees. Come on, Silver.
Come, fella.
Hey, thought I saw a couple of riders heading into the shadows.
Must be a couple of the outlaws. Gun them.
There, hold your fire. No use wasting bullets. Let's try to trail them. Come on, get them.
Get him.
Come on.
Get him.
Later, the Lone Ranger and Tonto pull to a stop in a cedar grove on the edge of town after being careful to cover their tracks.
That posse will not have expected us to have circled back to the edge of town.
Easy, steady, big fella.
Tonto, I'll wait here while you go on into town and find out what's going on. Tom Robinson and the posse should have arrived there by now.
May not be long. Get him up, Scout.
Meantime, Rocky Smith and his two followers, Juan and Jake, returned to their hideout. Jake stayed outside to guard the trail while Rocky and Juan entered the cabin.
You know, Juan, I got a kick out of pulling a fast deal on my old man. I reckon he was fit to be tied when they lost our trail at the creek.
Perhaps. But he is plenty smart, Rocky. That posse was too close for comfort.
Yeah, I reckon he is smart at that, Juan. After all, he is my old man, you know. I kind of like to think of him being a sheriff. Sort of makes people look up to him.
Careful, Rocky. It is not good for Jake and me if you go sentimental about that father of yours.
Ah, dry up. I know what I'm doing. I wonder if my old man looks like me when he gets riled. I must have inherited some of his traits, one. I'm going to rest a while. Go out and see that the horses are taken care of.
Of course, Rocky.
Wake me up when you come back and we'll count what we took from that bank. I bet Pop's fit to be tired right now.
Adios, Rocky. Oh, now he thinks of the sheriff as Pop.
That's you, huh?
Yes. You ought to come with me, Jake. We ought to annoy the new sheriff again. Oh, I see the horses are still saddled.
Yeah, let's get going. Easy now.
Andale,
quick. Hit it, hit it.
After returning to town, most of the posse had gone to the cafe, including Tom Robinson. The new sheriff was the target for harsh remarks from some of the men.
Seems to me you gave up too easy, Sheriff. Maybe you can't handle the job after all.
That's right.
I haven't given up. In the morning, we'll go out again and try to find those crooks.
Reckon Rocky Smith and his gunmen are laughing at you. And at us for making you sheriff.
I'll have the last laugh, I promise you. After all, I've been sheriff only since this afternoon.
Yeah, and tonight, right under your nose, the outlaws robbed the bank.
Now, hold on. That could have happened to anybody.
Something else is happening. Let's get out there.
Yeah.
There go two hombres.
Hey, Sheriff!
Yeah, what happened?
Two hombres wearing bandanas over their faces just shot your deputy and wrecked your office.
Yeah, come on.
Sure, come on.
Holy mackerel, what a mess. Window smashed, furniture busted.
Yeah, look.
Hey, there's the deputy.
Is he hurt bad?
He's dead, Sheriff.
Huh?
Now what do you got to say to that?
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue. Sheriff Tom Robinson stood a moment staring at the body of his deputy. He had a strange and baffled expression on his face as he looked up to face the crowd.
Maybe you'd better turn in your badge.
Oh, wait a minute, eh? I'll prove you didn't make a mistake having me a sheriff. Even if I have to hunt Rocky Smith night and day.
Well, what do you say? I'll let him play sheriff a while longer.
All right. Meantime, we'll be thinking of someone better to put into the office. Yeah,
somebody. Well, listen, man. Well, there's no use saying any more now. Good night.
Tom Robinson, feeling shamed and disgraced, walked from his office and headed for the hitch rack and his horse. Meanwhile, Tonto, who had been in the crowd, quickly mounted Scout and rode hurriedly to the edge of town where the Lone Ranger waited. Tonto told what had happened. A few moments later, they heard hoofbeats.
Someone riding from town now.
And me think him Sheriff Robinson.
We're right out to the trail. Easy,
Scout. Easy, Scout. Easy, fella.
Come on, Silver.
Come up, Scout.
As Tom Robinson rode from town, he felt bitter and defeated. His eyes were downcast, so he didn't see the two men waiting on the trail until he was almost upon them.
Just a minute, Sheriff.
What the... Who are they? Reach both of you.
The gun isn't necessary. We're not outlaws, Tom.
That may say you are. Because you...
If we were outlaws, we could have shot you before you'd have known we were waiting here.
That's right, you could have, but that... But that may...
Why discuss that now? Perhaps if you'd been sheriff for any length of time, you'd know the meaning of this.
A bullet. Well, that looks like silver.
It is.
Hold on. I've heard of you. That mask, the big white stallion, the silver bullets. Yes, now I know who you are, mister. Well, I'm sorry I pulled my gun on you.
Oh, forget it. Sheriff, we want to help you.
Well, thanks a lot, but... This is something I feel I have to do alone, mister. If you don't mind now, I'll be on my way. Good night.
Good night. Good
night.
Him plenty proud.
Yes, but he doesn't know what's ahead of him.
That's right. Now what we do?
We trail him. He may need help sooner or later in spite of how he feels about it. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scott.
Later that night, Juan returned to the outlaw hideout and entered the cabin, leaving Jake outside.
Rocky, wake up!
Huh? What? Oh, it's you, Juan.
See, I have something funny to tell you. We played a big trick on the new sheriff.
Trick on the sheriff? What do you mean, what kind of trick?
It's very funny. Jake and I went to town. We go into the sheriff's office while he was in the cafe.
Yeah?
There was a very stupid deputy there who tried to stop us, so we had to shoot him. We got away all right. You never have seen such excitement, Rocky.
So you think that was funny, huh?
But of course. We rode quick to the edge of town. Then Jake and I left our horses in the shadows and sneaked back into the crowd that gathered in front of the sheriff's office.
Then what?
You know, Rocky, the way you are scowling now is the way the new sheriff looked when he came out. Only he is a sad hombre, Rocky. They say he's no good, that he should turn in his badge.
You mean everybody thinks he shouldn't be sheriff any longer?
See, that is right.
I've been doing some thinking. I'm sorry now I pulled that bank job to embarrass my old man.
Are you getting chicken-hearted all of a sudden, Rocky? Doesn't make sense that you should change so quickly.
Maybe I didn't really change. Maybe I was just trying to prove to myself that my old man didn't mean anything to me. But like I said, I've done some thinking.
Don't be loco. He still means nothing to you. And after what we did, he'll no longer be sheriff.
Listen, you dirty coyote. I don't like you doing things on your own. I'm boss around here.
Of course, but forget the old man. What does he matter?
Maybe he matters to me, Savvy. Maybe he always matters. But I didn't realize it till we pulled that bank job. And then I got to thinking it over. It might have been different if he'd brought me up.
So... The big, tough Rocky Smith is getting soft-hearted, eh?
Shut up, you grinning ape! Oh. That'll teach you not to laugh at me. And that I'm still running things, Savvy. I'm getting out of here for a while before I really get sore.
Rocky Smith was stirred by feelings he couldn't explain. He had thought it a good idea to embarrass his father, Sheriff Robinson, by robbing the bank just after his appointment as sheriff. But afterward, he hadn't received the satisfaction he had hoped. Furthermore, Juan's ridicule of both him and his father had rankled more than he cared to admit. He left the hideout and rode a trail that followed the bank of a creek. For the first time in his life, he was affected by strange thoughts and emotions as he moved slowly along.
Oh boy. Easy.
Rocky dismounted in the bright moonlight and, leaving his horse ground hitched, he walked to the edge of the creek bank and stood staring at the rippling water. Lost in strange, unaccustomed thoughts, Rocky failed to hear other hooves approach until it was too late.
Reach, Mr. Freeze.
Rocky raised his hands, then slowly turned and stared into the eyes of Sheriff Tom Robinson, the man he knew to be his own father.
My son, to you, Rocky Smith. That thick black hair and tall build and all. I saw a handbill on you once.
Yeah. I'm Rocky Smith, Sheriff.
You and your men almost made me lose my badge. I'm taking you in, Rocky Smith, dead or alive.
If you do take me in, it'll have to be dead.
Smith, you're a killer. So there's no reason why you shouldn't be shot if that's the only way I can take you back.
That's the only way. As to being a killer, neither you or anyone else would believe it, but I've never killed a man. Though I've wounded plenty.
You'll never be able to prove that.
Well, Sheriff, what are you going to do?
I'll give you 1 minute to drop your gun belt and walk over to your horse, Rocky. I could plug you right now, but I want to give you the chance of standing trial. Remember, you have 1 minute to do as I say.
The two men stood facing each other. Rocky felt sure he could pretend to loosen his gun belt, then suddenly draw and perhaps shoot the sheriff. But still he stood with his hands raised. Dawn was flushing the sky, and the increasing light gave Rocky a chance to study the face of the man before him. He liked what he saw. Something inside him seemed to say, "That's my dad." Unknown to the two men, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were spectators to the tense situation. They had seen the sheriff stop and had dismounted down the trail. Then they moved through the brush and shadows on foot until they were close enough to see and hear Rocky and his father.
You have your chance, Rocky Smith.
That's strange, Kemosabe. It looked like Rocky not intend to do what sheriff say.
I wonder. We can't let the sheriff
be... It's still your move.
Kemosabe, look. Behind rock. Back a sheriff.
The grin of two gun barrels.
Rocky Smith also saw the danger that threatened the sheriff. He drew like lightning and fired past the sheriff almost at the same moment the Lone Ranger fired. As the two shots sounded, the sheriff, seeing Rocky draw, had fired at the outlaw. Rocky, wounded, had fallen to the ground.
I don't savvy all this.
Two gunmen were behind the rocks back there, Sheriff.
Yeah?
They were about to shoot you. Tonto has them covered. He'll bring them here.
But Rocky Smith, he drew and missed me by a mile.
He didn't fire at you. He hit one of those gunmen to keep him from shooting you. I'll see about Rocky.
Whoever you are, mister, that was good shooting. Those polecats would have killed the sheriff and then maybe me, too.
Is he badly hurt?
It's a serious wound, but I think he'll recover. I'll bandage it.
Quickly, the Lone Ranger bandaged Rocky's wound. By the time he had finished, Tonto brought the other two outlaws to the scene. Each were wounded, and while the sheriff stood guard, Tonto and the Lone Ranger bandaged their wounds.
All right there.
I still can't savvy about Rocky Smith.
He's a fool, that Rocky. He's still young enough to get sentimental. I suspect that he would not want to shoot his own...
Shut up! Don't let him talk!
Easy, Rocky, easy.
Go on. What were you going to say?
No, Juan, I'll stop you.
Better lie still, Rocky.
He can hurt me now. He's a fool to stand and take a bullet from his father.
Father, what in heaven's name are you talking about?
Sheriff, are you sure you don't want to let the matter rest?
I want to know what that hombre's talking about.
Then let me tell you. Rocky Smith is really Billy Robinson, Sheriff.
Billy Robinson? Then he must be...
Yes, he's your son.
My son. I knew there was something about him. He looks like I did at his age. But my boy Billy, an outlaw, I don't savvy how that happened.
Briefly, the Lone Ranger told Tom Robinson the facts that he had learned from Rocky's foster mother. When he had finished, the sheriff, with tear-dimmed eyes, knelt beside the wounded outlaw.
Son, you've lived the wrong kind of life. But knowing all the facts, well, I realize how it came about. I'll take you in, Billy. Then I'll give up my badge and stand by you no matter what.
No, Dad. Forget it. Nobody has to know.
We overheard your son say that he never killed a man, Sheriff.
That's right, he hasn't. Juan killed the deputy last night. He's the killer. Rocky wasn't with us at all.
Shut up, Mule.
Sheriff, we'll help you take these men to town. After that, you'll have time to think things out. All right, let's start now.
Later that morning at the sheriff's house, the sheriff stood talking to Emmy and the Lone Ranger.
Well, Emmy, the masked man has given me hope that with the testimony of the gunman Jake, my boy may not be charged with murder. Of course, he'll have to go to prison for a while.
Just think, the townsmen are all on your side, too. They wouldn't let you resign as sheriff.
What he did took great courage. And the same quality of courage was displayed by Tom's son when he faced his father and knew who he was.
My men went to the hideout and brought back the bank money. And the other two men are in jail. You've given me great hope, my friend. I'll stick by Billy from now on, no matter what.
Good. Tonto's waiting outside for me, so I'll go now, Sheriff. Rocky Smith is finished, and I hope the future will bring a better life for Billy Robinson, your boy. Adios, friend.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Tom, that masked man is wonderful. Who is he?
A great American. A wonderful lawman and a fine man, Emmy. He's the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.